Every Wednesday, we try to help you out with the second date update. This is when you go out on a date and you think things go well. You feel like things have really clicked, but for some reason, that other person is not calling you back. And this time around, we're going to help out Mark. Hey, Mark.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Tell us what's going on. You went on a date and the Facebook message you sent us, it was with, is it Patricia?
Yeah, Patricia.
Okay. How'd you guys meet?
A coworker hooked us up. They're mutual friends.
Yeah.
And they thought it would be a good match. So, yeah, coworker of mine hooked us up. And, I figured we'd go to the drive-in just since it's summertime. And it would be, like, a nice warm sort of thing to do at night, you know?
It's kind of a cool date idea. Yeah. I don't think we've ever heard that for a second date update. Going to the drive-in.
Yeah. And it's fun.
Yeah, Justin, you've gone with the family.
Yeah, and we haven't done it this year, and that's a great idea. I need to do that before the end of the season.
Did she like it? Did she seem, like, intrigued by going to the drive-in?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was, like, an exciting idea for both of us. We went and saw Mission Impossible.
Nice.
It was pretty good. And I don't know. It seemed like we had a nice, cool time. It was kind of different. And I just don't really understand why she hasn't called me back.
Was there any making out going on during the movie? Going in the back seat?
No, we didn't. We didn't really do that.
Okay.
You know, I figured I wouldn't push it too hard. Just dropped her off, and there wasn't really any making out or anything. But I thought, you know, the two of us had fun.
Have you checked with your coworker? Has she given you any kind of clue as to what's going on with why Patricia hasn't called you back?
No, I'm not sure if they're in contact with each other. I haven't heard anything.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why don't we then try to help you out? We'll take Patricia's number. We'll try to track her down here and see if she'll tell us her side of the story.
All right. Thanks. Baby, wake
up. I'm waking you up. Mix Mornings with John and Justin. Let's get it on.
Mix 105.1.
It's your second date update. We're trying to help out Mark, who went out on a date with Patricia. A coworker of Mark's hooked them up, and he took her to the drive-in in West Valley, and they went and saw a few films, saw Mission Impossible, and said it was a good date. No making out, but still, he wants to see where this relationship goes, but Patricia now is not returning his calls. So, hey, Mark, we were able to track Patricia down, so I'm going to pick up with her, but don't say a word, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Hi, Patricia. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're on right now, John and Justin, Mix 105.1. You know, we lost our movie reviewer about 5 months ago, and we've been just kind of looking for our next person to give us reviews of all the big box office smashes like Mission Impossible. And I heard from a mutual friend that you actually saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Yes, it was a great movie, actually, full of, like, adventure and, like, you know, fighting and violence and twists and turns. And it was
good.
Really good, actually.
Well, out of 4 stars, Patricia, like, what would you give it then?
I think I would actually maybe, like, a 3.5.
Oh,
okay,
three,
that's solid.
I feel like I like the chemistry. I feel like this could work as a... you being our next movie reviewer, do you feel it as well?
Oh my God, yeah, that would be so cool.
You know, the one thing I'm kind of curious about is that, you know, this mutual friend of ours who actually went to the movie with you, his name is Mark, you haven't called him back.
That's your mutual friend?
Yep. Yeah, Mark actually reached out to us because he thought it was such a great date. I mean, something so different by going to the drive-in. You know, he hasn't heard from you.
So, I mean, okay. So what really happened was it was cool. Like, you know, another mutual friend hooked us up. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really cute to go to the drive-in. That's cool. We stopped. He picked me up, which was nice. Very much a gentleman. He stopped to get some gas. And you know how people, like, get out to, clean their windshield?
Yeah.
So he got out the car to clean, like, only his side, though. And so it was weird, but I was like, okay, cool, like, whatever. But then when we were at the movies, like, I could barely, like, see anything. And so I didn't know if it was, like, a play on, like, I don't know if he was trying to get me to, like, scooch over towards him so I can see and like make a move. Like I didn't really know
what a great idea.
So, yeah, but it was kind of weird. So
you're trying to look at Tom Cruise, and you've got like fly guts sitting there on the windshield instead.
Yeah, it was so weird. And I mean, it would have been cool if it was like 3D maybe, but it was like, you know, the regular movie. So I just thought that was a little weird.
You know what? Mark is actually on the other line, Patricia. I got to ask him about this windshield thing. Mark.
Hey, Patricia.
Mark. Do you only clean your side of the car?
You know, I just didn't even think about it because I was just doing it for driving.
You can't tell me that that's not weird, though. Like, not even a little.
I think it's hilarious. I really do.
I don't know.
Mark, I feel like I would have gone with, I was making a move, than just like, I wasn't paying attention, man. You just, that makes you sound so aloof, like you didn't even realize Patricia was there in the car with you.
I was just, you know, trying to see. All
right. So listen, Mark may not have cleaned the whole windshield, but he wanted to be safe while driving you around, Patricia. I mean, is there a way that you would do a second date? Like, we'll pay for the whole thing, and maybe you could go back to the driving again with clean windshields for all. We'll pay for a car wash.
True, you can't fault him over safety.
No, I'm good. I mean, if you guys want to pay for me to go see Mission Impossible again, maybe at a real theater, I can actually see it.